Well, no. Everyone is tired of sitting, but still, let's make some conclusions. And before you gather your thoughts, though I suppose that some are already ready or have even prepared speeches to jump up, I would like to introduce our journal, Res Musica, that probably many of them you have browsed. The last number is in English because that's a volume dedicated to musical analysis. That's our the yearbook, the journal of our society and department, founded 4 years ago. Already after the first number, our agent in realm, Zdravko Blažeković, put it already into the list of realm journals, so that we hope that in the course of time it becomes more and more known as one arena of publishing any article or article dedicated to this era. And our language policy is such that we have mostly Estonian, but we publish in the languages we are able to edit or arrange editing, that is Estonian, English, German, Finnish. Well, principally Russian is also possible, but the distribution is then difficult. So that depending on the number of the topic, really you are all welcome, and maybe many of you will address when putting together a specific volume. Those first 3 volumes, they are all dedicated to some topic. The first was music history, or these music directors of old universities, mostly in the 19th century. The second was clearly works of Estonian doctoral students or recent doctors, articles published from their dissertations, but not only from our university academy, but also from Tartu and Tallinn University, of psychologists and musicians who were working with musical material. The third, as I said, was music analysis, a result of music analysis conference last year. The next, in the end of 2012, will be about ethnomusicology, and no plans for, but certainly plans arrive. So that will be one possible journal for publishing, and we hope we'll get it more and more distributed as knowledge of this journal spread. And please, who would like to say something about the conference, or?
Well, maybe we could continue on the question of publications.
Okay. Well, Helena knows well the publication of our last conference that was in 2008. And as that was conference dedicated to the musical life of the 19th century, most of the papers were in German, and the address or the most potential readers of this volume were also in Germany. That was with the help of our participants, that was published by Ulm Verlag in Germany. This book is not a conference proceedings. That's a book of collection of articles that participants wrote afterwards using the material, and even they were not restricted to the talk they gave at the conference. and articles were reviewed. That was a painful point for some participants, but who can help there? And then finally published. And we have planned to do the same this time, to have articles approximately of 20 to 30 pages, to have articles reviewed, and certainly everyone is invited, but that's not obligatory that the article should follow just the talk. The volume, the collection of articles, will be not entitled with the name of the conference, New Methods in Music History Writing and New Music in History Writing. The volume will be more focused on Baltic era. I don't have a good title yet, but as most of the papers were in this or that way related to this era, that probably will a different title, the book will find more proper readers. And now the publisher, certainly you can never know the results of the work, but just during the break, well, my or our first thoughts were that we'll try first to approach some British publisher, or in the English-speaking area, not obligatorily British. And if we don't succeed, then with money, certainly it's difficult to raise it, but it's necessary. You can't do research nowadays without raising money all the time. We already know some ways how to approach to this or some other German publisher. But as this conference is much more, the talks are addressing and based on discourses going on in English-speaking music historians or musicological community, I think that it would be good to start from our search for publisher from an English-speaking area. And the distribution of books is quite different, unfortunately. The libraries in Germany know very well what is this series, but as Helena told, already Helsinki librarian didn't find it without her pointing out. So let's see. And may I ask Jim just to, I don't want to speak with your words, what you told me.
Sorry,
the dinner plate about possible publisher or your advice.
Well, I just thought that a possible one to start with might be a publisher called Cambridge Scholars, not to be confused with any other Cambridge. Just because I happen to have, in the last couple of months, I've been at two different conferences where this publisher has actually expressed an interest. I mean, has in fact approached the conference organizer. So whereas most publishers in the UK are very nervous of anything that seems to have emerged from a conference because they think it won't have a kind of overall coherence, etc., Cambridge Scholar Press does seem to be quite interested. And of course, one would want to explain to them that it is not a proceedings, as you said, that it's a series. I mean, I think also that you know, things work very differently in Anglo-American publishing than they do in German publishing. Basically, on the whole, one doesn't give money to an English publisher to publish a book, which I think often happens, which can be problematical because it means that when they are assessing whether something is going to be published, they are assessing its viability both in scholarly terms but also in kind of marketing terms. It's supposed to make money. But I think it would be quite a good idea to actually suggest to them that you might be able to give them a subvention towards publishing costs, because that could make a difference to the decision.
Well, And anyways, we need money for language editing and very serious language editing, mm-hmm. so that has to be done anyways. Helena, please.
I'd like still to thank the editors of this That Is Such a Musical Life proceedings. I think the conference was really very interesting. The people were interesting, it was sympathetic, and the process of publishing, it was very sympathetic, although there was a little bit of push and then enough flexibility, and so it was really very, very sympathetic, and I appreciate we had enough sites to use. I mean, it was so there was this possibility of developing the papers very well, and I felt myself very comfortable. I could have proposed, I think it's my best article that I've published there, so I could have proposed it and maybe have published it elsewhere, but somehow for really finding the right proportions for certain ideas and explaining a little bit but too much, so it's not of without importance where you publish, and I think that really there. I felt very comfortable in this context, and I think it probably is true for many others also.
Well, but anyways, that will be our team, Anu, as our editor, and the same people will do the work. And we grant that, we'll grant also prayer from you.
I mean, I think there are good reasons to try and publish in English this time, because I mean you already have established a kind of very good network in Germany and so on, but it would be, I think, very worthwhile to widen the scope of this by publishing in English, and especially, you know, getting into the American.
I'm thinking just about American markets and American universities and scholars who will much easier well, they may run on it by the name of Baltic in the lists that they regularly browse and that are promoted at the AMS and other meetings of American musicologists. But may I ask our German, just what do you think about those plans?
Maybe. Well, I agree.
And certainly there's no guarantee that maybe finally we end as a volume of Res Musica. We cannot promise anything. And the better are the submissions, the better is the perspective that we really find a more worldwide distributor. Well, and as for deadlines, I think that during September you will receive some message from our team asking how far you are. We can say just now that 1st of October is the deadline, but we cannot complete the proposal finally before we have some finished and well edited in fine English language articles. So that I can't say what's the final deadline, but let's say that from us the deadline is the 1st of October. I know academic life pretty well, and now also that's often a week before the deadline where suddenly awakening takes place. But the beginning of the fall semester would be the time when I'd like to complete the proposal, and then we'll learn further about the next steps and next deadlines. Yeah, please.
Can I suggest have the first go at the title?
The title?
Yes. I mean, obviously, we're not going to end up with this, but it just occurs to me while you're talking that you could call it Baltic Fascination, Reflections on Music and Plays.
Wonderful. particularly the first and last part, they are like catch fishes or something like that. Thank you. We are recording everything, I think, so we can find this problem later. That's not the quality of public recording, so don't be afraid that suddenly you are speaking in a radio in the while you are just saying, oh, no. Well, but let's now go to the discussion of the conference and to the reflections. I have to start first myself. First, it was amazement for us listening to the papers, how well they were linked with each other by some common topics, common areas, common theoretical background, because that was not at all clear from the abstracts. We didn't work very hard on getting papers because already for the first deadline we received enough submissions, it was clear that the conference will take place. And we didn't also reject. There was a few that were really very confused. But just working on the abstract and trying how to group them and inventing the titles of the sessions, we couldn't imagine that it really will form one whole and discussions will link together, and it's not like a desperate attempt to organize a conference, but it's really a group of common discussions. So I very much thank you, but I really don't want to finish here, to stop here. Please,
Ulla. Ulla, I just wanted to thank you and your colleagues at the Academy of Music and Theater for arranging this conference. But I also think it's the question of evaluating the conference is up to you and your colleagues. Have we supported you with substantial tools to evaluate?
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And here certainly, Anna was already running around printing something. But first of all, I have to thank our Academy of Sciences, who supports Musicological Society, then Estonia Cultural Foundation, and certainly our own Academy, who has moved all the classes and everything from given the rooms. But that's the way the Academy always welcomes such events. And certainly, let's speak a bit more. Maybe Anna will come back and we can give applause to her. Helena.
Well, if you long enough, then you develop such tensions around these problems that you are, in the best of cases, very richly rewarded. And I think that probably on several sides of the Baltic, we have been troubled by this split among the different nations and the different scholarly orientations. And so, once more, I want to thank you for bringing together to this, all of us and filling the gaps. And I want to congratulate you very sincerely for the work you have done on the Estonian music history. Thank you very much. And thank you for noticing it, particularly this time. We really worked before the conference, and we can see the advancement of that. Well, but now...
I just wanted to something Martin said, actually, in his conclusion. He referred to attending a Baltic conference, somewhere. Is that right? Which sounded as though there was a sequence of such events.
Yeah.
And I didn't know about that. And can you just briefly tell me what happened?
Well, that was begun in 1967. Am I right? 67. And that was the attempt of Baltic musicians and musicologists and composers' unions to do something within the eras where in many ways we were similar, particularly in the Soviet Union. And all through the Soviet time, the conferences took place every year in somewhere October, November, and each year in different capital, not always in the capital, but organized by a different republic. They were not strictly musicological gatherings. There was always at least one session dedicated to the news report, news of the music life, and particularly new music in each republic.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a mixture of journalists writing about music and musicologists working mostly at the conservatoires or music academy. So that depended on the conference, sometimes it was more journalistic, sometimes more scholarly. But in 1989, I think, first time, we opened it, inviting guests. And that was, I think that was in Viljandi.
Viljandi.
It was in 1990. It was the first time, not in Russian.
Well, and that's an odd story, because up to that year, we had very fluent and very clear common language, Russian. And suddenly, Volker Bolin, and that was Joker from Vasa,
yeah.
They were the guests, and we were forced to change the conference language. And part of our people were fluent in Russian, all were fluent in Russian. Part spoke somewhat German, part spoke somewhat English. So officially on the stage, we spoke awkward English and awkward German. And at the coffee table, Russian was spoken. But that opened the doors, and all the others followed. And step by step, even now the conferences are bilingual, English and German are both used. Though there are even some older generation scholars whose only foreign language is French, like Arnold Sklotinsch. But more and more people speak English. Thomas, congratulations, but that you are already teaching in English.
Yeah.
But still, these language barriers sometimes arise. And already in the end of the 90s, it was clear that it's too often to do it every year, because now people are traveling worldwide, and there were real problems with getting contributions. So now they are every second year. And in recent, at least in two or three recent conferences, there has been a program committee browsing abstracts before.
Mm-hmm.
Because to those conferences you get often proposals that it's clear that actually the writer has planned a trip to a nice town and then invented something.
Oh, I would never dream of doing that.
I suppose like you have no problems with writing a proper abstract, but so and very often, at least in Vilnius and in Riga last year, there were also Russian participants from this side, though maybe they have more contacts with Latvian and Lithuanian musicologists than we having crazy problems with communicating with Russians. Not musicians, but just musicologists. The call of papers,
and
that already went into the mailing list of our society, so that, and we'll certainly organize at least somebody to go to Vilnius.
And I have handouts, if you are talking about Baltic next conference,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, from Huberta also, so if you're interested in, so
yeah,
it's a call for
discussion. Well, and
Do you have any plan to